All right, everybody, welcome to the 9th anniversary special WGH Talk. We are live on the air here on this Thursday, June the 8th, 2023, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. Went on the air for the first time, I believe it was June 11th, 2014, and there's a whole little story to tell you about how that all came to be. We've got some people from WGH Radio still here, and people from past who we are glad to see at the party tonight, and people who will be dropping by over the next two-hour broadcast, live broadcast here, the anniversary of WGH Radio. What fun it's going to be. Linda Sims is in studio. Sean Kraft, Pastor Craig here. We'll get the mics turned up for everybody. And we do want to mention that tonight's program is supported by Donato's Pizza here in Marion on Mount Vernon Avenue. Check out their rewards program. It is a great thing. So we thank Donato's for supporting the programming tonight here on WGH Talk. All right, Sean, 9 years, almost a decade. You've been here the entire time. What do you remember from the beginning? June? Well, it was actually May, June of 2014.
You know, it still haunts me today. We hooked up the phone line, you know, for the very first time, and hours and hours upon hours.
Now, which one? Because there were phone line issues at both places.
Both places. I was going, yeah.
The tower had never had a phone line run.
The tower was probably the most, because I had to climb up this ladder at the tower to help this guy.
Was that an industrial ladder?
Industrial ladder, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a heavy-duty one. It was, you know, I'm a big guy, you know.
I'm just, who had you get up on a ladder?
This Time Warner, or this Frontier guy.
Why didn't he get up on the ladder?
Well, he had a ladder, too, but both had a ladder.
Everybody was on a ladder. Okay.
Yeah, we had to run the cord all the way up 10 floors. Yeah.
Now, what else do you remember from the beginning? Now, see, the story that I remember, we were supposed to go on the air the day after Memorial Day 2014. But what happened was the original transmitter that we had.
It's a dummy transmitter.
It was not a real transmitter. Something was wrong with it. Yeah. We did get refunded for that. And then we got a real. Then the time it took to get the real transmitter here, we got on the air by June 11th, which I think was a Monday or a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And everything was fine after that. Now, do you remember who the first guest on the station was?
Well, you know what? That was. Linda, I was trying to think about that earlier, who our first guest was. Do you remember who that was, Linda?
You were here that day.
Yeah, I was.
Linda was on
the day
later
after.
Day after. So Linda wouldn't have been here that day.
But she was probably listening, right? I'm sure, because her and Sister Hatch went way back. So
well, there's some. We're going to talk about that as time goes on. But you were sitting right there with this person.
I was.
He won.
I know. I'm trying to think of who it was. I don't know why.
I didn't see the first day of the station left a long term memory in your mind.
You know,
this person's no longer with us.
Yeah, the person's gone.
Yeah, this person has went on to their reward.
Who's give me Charlie? Give me a little bit of hint. I can't think of.
I wasn't no, Charlie. It wasn't Charlie was on Charlie, the second.
He came on later on. Oh, it was Turkey Man, I think.
Turkey Man.
No, it was Turkey Man. What was it? The guy that turned the turkey.
We opened up. We laid a turkey the first day.
The guy that dressed the dress man.
Yes, Dick Kiefer. Yeah, you got it. Yes, Dick Kiefer of Kiefer's Clothing. Yes.
Yeah, he remember he talked about a turkey.
Okay.
Yep.
He talked about a turkey.
No, that was Bob Smith who talked about
it. Oh, that was Bob Smith.
And that was about a year later.
Guys,
But Dick Kiefer was the first guest on the station, and the reason was there was a story the day before the station went on the air that Kiefer's Clothing was closing the women's department after a bazillion years, and Dick, I believe, was in his 80s at that point. And Dick came down, and we had the best interview with him, 2 hours live on the air, and that's when we decided to do long-form interviews. But Dick Kiefer, there's a little trivia for people, was the first guest on this station. Day one, Sean and I were there.
He was going to dress me in one time.
Well, but then he didn't have enough...
Oh, material.
He didn't have enough material.
Yeah, there you go.
And we've never had enough material since then, so it never happened. And Dick went on to his reward, so God bless Dick Kiefer. He was the first guest on this station 9 years ago, almost 9 years ago. Now, you know, what I remember is that our first studio was in the mall.
Right.
It was a showcase studio right inside the door. It used to be Lens Crafters. It was an optical place, and then we turned it into a radio station. And back then, the mall was actually busy because we were right across from the PNC Bank, and there was a lot of traffic there.
Yeah. It was.
Used to be an ice cream place before that, right?
Not our studio. No, ours had been Lens Crafters, and it had been closed for about 20 years.
Oh, okay. Because
they had a wall up in front of it before they took the wall, before the walls came down.
I thought it was like ice cream joint before, way before Lynn's Crafters.
You know, people always said, well, where did you get those showcases? Because we had showcases in the studio. Those were actually where people used to showcase the eyeglasses.
Yeah.
They were still hanging on the wall when we went in.
Was it there before? The eyeglass place? Probably.
I thought it was.
An ice cream place over there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, somebody told me that. I didn't.
It could have been.
It could have been.
But trust me, we inherited an eyeglass place.
I don't know
place.
If it was on that
Baskin and Robbins, right?
I think so.
Well, I thought Baskin and Robbins was where TCBY was.
It could be right down that corner.
Yeah. I thought, well, in any event, that's where we were, right inside the door.
Right.
Yeah. And then from there, we went down to where the Toggery was. We took over the Toggery building. And
that was the worst one.
Had no heat, no air conditioning. You used to have to wear...
It was clean, though.
Now, do you remember those days, Linda, when we had no heat and no air conditioning?
Oh, yeah.
So in the summer, people melted. Right. And in the winter, you had to wear your gloves and coat.
Yes, I do.
So what's been your favorite place of overall, Linda?
Well, we haven't went through all the places yet. So we started at the mall, then we started by the door, and then we moved over to the Toggery. And then we left the mall because the mall was needed, it was dying, it needed an amputation. So we left the mall and we ended up over in the lower level of the Beltone Hearing Aid Building, which is no longer there. Beltone's gone now. Then we moved downtown over Ohio Health, and then we've come here. So we've been in five different locations, four different buildings in 9 years. So really, when we're in a place about 2 years, we hop.
Time to go.
Time to go.
We've been there too long. It's time to move on. But we're still here. And I look back at that. When we started this station, WMRN still had live programming. No longer a thing. The newspaper had all kinds of reporters. No longer a thing. This was a different community in those days. You were actually up against real competition. And now, not so much anymore.
Wow.
All has happened in 9 years.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Mm-hmm. A lot has happened.
Now, Linda was with us from day one. I believe you were there at the grand opening party. How did that all happen? I believe I had called Sister Hatch.
Right.
Not knowing that she had moved to... Sister Erlene Hatch had not... I did not know that she had moved to South Carolina.
Right.
So, I called her and then she called you. Right.
Right. Because we were on together on 97.5.
Right. Which,
With Ray Reynolds. Ray Reynolds.
And so I said, well, I want to put that show back on the air. And she said she wasn't living here anymore, but you were.
Mm-hmm.
So you came in the first night and talked, and we said, let's do it.
Right.
And so how it was doing, because it was a shorter program on that station, Voice of a People, right?
On Ray's?
Yeah.
We had three shows.
Three shows?
Yeah, because I had mine. We took turns. So Mother Hatch had an hour, and there was another lady with us. She had an hour, and I had an hour. So I don't know how he did it, but that's how it was.
Now, did you ever get the impression that people were listening to you on that station? Because I was on that station for a while, too, and I did not know if people ever listened to that station.
I don't either.
I never heard back anything.
I never, even here, you know, I was on here for a long time, and I didn't know if people were listening or not.
You never.
I know we had a range, you know, but people would say, well, how many people are listening to your show? Like, I don't know.
No, you never really know how many.
Right.
But I always thought the response here was better than it was over there from the public. Like, we immediately got the League of Women Voters debate. We weren't even on 6 months.
Right.
And we became, it had always been on WMRN, and they came to us at the mall.
That was fun.
And we took over the League of Women Voters debate. First 6 months we were on the air.
Right. And I remember going downtown to Farmer's Market, and I was speaking with someone, and a guy says, I know that voice.
That's right.
You know my voice? He said, I listen to your show. I was, oh, okay, somebody's listening, right?
Yeah. Now, see, we never had that kind of feedback on 97.5.
Right.
Because they played too much music. I think
they did play a lot of music.
We were buried in music over on that station. So this is an interesting point as we recount. Do you remember why this station became a talk station? Because do you remember what it originally was supposed to be?
Country
music.
Really?
Yes. When in the original layout, this was going to be a country music station. And you can tell that we're very country to this day.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember why we ended up not being country music?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think how we determine that. I think it's We tried it, and then I think it's because we was talking. Did we do?
No, we never played any music.
No, I mean we did like talk. We did it
right. Well, the original plan was we were going to do talk during the morning, and then at night we would play country music. That right. was going to be the idea to get people listening. But what happened was we ended up the license came through and the building came through quicker than we thought. So we were ready to go, and we had not got an ASCAP license, which is how you pay to play the music. Well, we thought, well, what are we going to play when we're not live? We don't want to just go back to dead air because we want people to listen. So I forget how it happened, but the idea came about, well, why don't we're going to tape everything. We knew that from the beginning. We didn't want, because yeah. other stations had not taped everything. We thought, we're going to tape everything from day one. So we thought, well, we're going to tape everything. Why don't we just replay what we're doing during the day at night? That way, anybody who tunes in to this new station will be able to hear what we're doing. And it was Charlie and Linda and Sean and myself at that point. And the response from the repeats was so popular, we went to a Whirlpool. I spoke at a Whirlpool retirees banquet out at All Occasions. And all these people came up and said, thank you for replaying your programs because I listen when I, on the way home, drive home. I can't listen when you're actually on.
Right.
And that's why we never became a country music station, and that's how the repeat thing got started.
Oh, okay. It worked.
It did work, and it's still working to this day. People still like to hear the repeats.
Yes.
And then along the way, we've had people come along, like Terry came along. How many months in? 2 or 3 months?
About three months, probably.
I believe he'd had surgery, and he just started hanging around. And we never got rid of him after that. He just stayed. And that's kind of how it was.
Terry.
Yeah, that's he'd had some kind of surgery, and we just couldn't get rid of him after that. And
that's
yeah, exactly.
And Adam came along, I believe, in 2016. No, 2016.
He came in 2016? The basement, right? Just when he showed up?
No, he was in the mall.
He was
in the mall.
The Toggery place.
And he was here, and then we actually had a decent website when Adam came along. Thank goodness he put us on TuneIn.
Yeah, he got our website
and got us streaming, and he has put the archives up there.
Yeah, we were in the Popcorn Festival.
We were in the Popcorn Festival with Mr.
Parade.
McFeely two yeah. different times. Yeah, we've been all over the place. Covered it all. And it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, is there a favorite memory you have, Sean?
Hey. Hi, Nate. My favorite memory, probably, I liked it when we went to the Popcorn Festival, like the station, when I dressed up with those green glasses. People come in all the time on those. That was pretty fun.
Was fun.
I just think I have a lot of memories, to be honest with you. I have a lot of them stick out, but I have a lot of bad memories, too.
Well, that's good.
I mean, you know,
when you're in a celebratory mood like this, you really want to bring up the bad memories.
You know, no, I mean,
are you taking over for Terry tonight?
No.
Because he's not here. Have you decided to bring us all down?
No, and I'm not bringing him down. I'm just saying there are some bad memories too, you know.
Well, what would you consider a bad memory?
Oh, falling through the porch is one bad memory.
Well, that's...
Thank God Linda was there to pray for me. I had a heel.
That's not an on-air thing. I'm talking about things that have happened on the air.
Well, we just got off the air, didn't we, Linda? We just got off the air.
Listen, I was there when you fell through the porch, too.
It was bad.
Yeah, I understand it was bad.
I mean,
that was a rough night.
Yeah.
Did I not offer to call the ambulance?
You said they're laughing.
Stop.
I never saw anybody go through like that. Most people,
you
it breaks.
Me, right? Oh, my God.
I never saw anybody go straight down
bad.
Like that.
It was bad.
It was. Yeah. It was really bad.
I mean, I went down hard.
I know. You went down hard. And there was a board right down the center.
Yeah.
Right down the center.
And talking about, you know.
Well, yeah. That's all that was all about.
Yeah. Oh.
Thank goodness. But you and I were there, Linda, and he survived.
Yes, he did.
Didn't
Praise
break
God.
Anything.
Praise
I
God,
was bruised.
Survived.
Didn't
yes.
I was bruised.
So it was a night.
I was swollen.
But that's not really what you'd call a broadcasting excellence moment.
Well, after
that really wasn't excellent.
I had some bad memories of this place for a long time.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, do you have any good memories? let's go into that category before we start bringing everybody.
I do. I have a lot of good memories. I like the parties.
the parties have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, the get-togethers, the Christmas parties. You know, just being on the air itself is just fun. You know,
I think you've had some phenomenal people to interview.
We've had a lot of good guests over the years.
Yes, we have.
The list is long at this point.
Yes.
And you've had some. Now,
mostly local, but yes.
What do you think has been your most memorable program?
Oh, gosh. Don't even talk about it. It's the one that I
know what you're going for.
Go to Blows.
Yeah. Boat Steve came to Blows.
Steve Shaken. Yeah. And now John. What's his last name? John.
Big John from the Board of Elections.
From the Board of Elections. I thought they were going to square off in the studio. And then he was just trying to take over my show. I said, this is my show.
Now Big John was, right?
Big John, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I was listening to that. I was listening to that show, and I thought, boy, Linda has lost control of this show. These people are, they're going to throw down right there in the studio.
I liked the show when you had that group on. What's that group? Resker or whatever they call that group?
Possum.
Possums.
Yeah. They're called something else now. And they're,
are they?
Yeah, they're doing live music. We went to see them during Christmas, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what their name is. Some kind of weirdo.
That was a good show.
Now, my favorite would have been when Sister Hatch called in and said that Death blew in her window one night, and she told Death to get out. I thought that was a good show.
Oh, that was
good
Sister
show. That was Sister Hatch.
Yes,
oh, yes.
Sister Hatch.
Yeah.
And she's always good for a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yes, she is. Yes.
And there for a while, you had the panel show where you get people together and talk
the
about
chat,
them.
Yes,
the chat, yeah,
yes.
The chat.
I wish that would have blossomed even more, you know.
Now, that show was a good show. It was a current event show.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Now, why do you think John and Steve about came to Blows?
Politics. One was Democrat and one was Republican.
Now, this was prior to 2016, though, wasn't it? It was very early on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know exactly what John's thing was. I don't know if it was Obama or what, but, you know, Steve was cool and always spoke in a, like, tempered voice. You know, he didn't get up route and everything, but John, he was the complete opposite. He just did not want to hear what Steve had to say, and every time Steve said something positive, he'd just blow up. Like,
yes.
Oh, no, you just can't say that, and this and that, and like, what? Sit down.
Yeah, yeah.
He had stood up like, okay, I'm just going to, this is my show, okay?
Yeah, he was hot and bothered that day. He was ready to go.
Was.
Now, at one point, didn't you do a show with Marge Hazlett? The late Marge Hazlett,
yes.
Who was here with us forever?
Yes, yes. And her friend.
Nan Rear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Marge, you know, my memories of Marge are just hilarious.
Oh,
Marge
yes.
was a lot of fun. She did the exchange on Fridays with
yes,
us for
did.
I don't know how long.
Yes, she did.
And Sean, you have a memory of Marge. You engineered Marge's show for a long time, Marge and Nan.
I sure did.
You and Nan, at one point, I mean, let's bring that up. We've talked about
kissed.
On the lips.
On the lips.
On the lips. Yeah. Right in the studio one day.
You kissed her?
On the lips. She kissed me. I didn't know it was coming.
Okay.
I didn't know. Well, hey, it was just one of those things.
Wasn't she a married woman?
She was a married woman at the time. And I'm telling you, she was 90 then.
Oh, my.
Oh, at least 90.
Oh, my. Okay.
For whatever reason.
I figure lips are lips.
Well,
you know,
but you also kissed. Am I not right? In the studio too, on the lips. You kissed Martha Dowse on the lips as well, didn't you?
She kissed me.
Yeah. Now between those two women, there's about 200 years of life right there. So they certainly had experience.
John Casanova.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
So you've had those experiences.
I guess so. Yeah.
Now, one of my favorite experiences was when Sean and Terry.
I've never had a kiss since I've been on the show.
Well, you stick in the studio long enough with him, you get it happen. You never know. I didn't see that coming.
Oh my gosh.
Why did you and Nan have that moment in the studio?
She just.
I must didn't have it going.
She just wanted to kiss me. I guess I don't know.
It was.
30 years old. I guess so.
Yeah. Once you hit 90, he'll put the move on you. Once you get up around 90.
She always did that and kissed me goodbye. Like when she left, like at the end of the day, she always gave me a kiss. Marge always gave me a hug, but then.
Well, Marge wasn't tall enough to give you a kiss on the lips.
Probably not.
She would have had to get on a box.
Probably, yeah.
Marge was a shorter lady.
Yeah.
No, but the memory I was talking about with Marge was Marge, and listen, we're not speaking ill. Marge would enjoy this story. Marge said many times on the air that she wore a wig. She let everybody know she wore a wig.
Yes.
Now tell the wig story. That's the one I was thinking of with Marge.
Well, Scott was telling a story or something.
On the Exchange Club.
On Exchange Club.
You and Marge and I were there.
Yeah, and she cracked up laughing. And I was sitting beside her, right? And she just, like, bust out laughing and shaking her head, and it just fell off. And I grabbed it, and it was, like, you know, crooked. And I tried to hold it on and straighten it all up.
And I'm looking at this, trying to do a show, and she's laughing. She was laughing to begin with.
Right.
And
she's trying to
put straighten her wig back on her head.
Gosh.
It was an interesting day.
Yeah, it was
and
funny.
Then Catwoman.
Yeah.
Catwoman was the first, I don't know, Catwoman I believe is still with us.
Yeah.
Can't remember her name, but Catwoman.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
Was the first person ever to utter a word you can't say on the air on this station, and it was one of my favorite moments because it happened on Charlie's show. Charlie was trying to give away. Charlie didn't particularly like Catwoman, and if you listen to that episode, you will hear that in the background. What happened was Catwoman came in, and on Friday we used to give away donuts and Starbucks coffee to anybody who came in. And Catwoman came in, and we were giving away sand sodas or something like that, and Charlie was asking a trivia question. And Catwoman wanted the prize. And Charlie kept saying, well, there's donuts over there, there's coffee over there, and she said, I don't want any donuts or coffee. And he said, well, there's a T-bone steak over there, and she said, no. So he goes, do you know the answer? Because she was really bothering him. I believe Mr. McFeely was right there, too. Yeah, this bad word happened in front of Mr. Children's Television, Mr. McFeely. He was sitting there as the guest, and Catwoman didn't care. So Charlie finally said, what's that factory in Marysville? That was the trick. And she said, I don't know, Crayola. And he goes, you're right. And she goes, holy, and just, yeah, said it right on the air. And Mr. McFeely, a children's television icon, had to be there for that dirty word moment that happened on this station.
Mm-mm.
My goodness. But I think we did get that bleeped out. I think we caught that one, thank goodness.
We did.
Yeah. So there have been those moments as well. Ted Williams did a show here at one point and has guested many. We had somebody announce they were running for president on this station and get national attention, and governor. Ted did both of those things. Bill
Man
Cosby.
With the golden voice.
Have we not had fun with Ted?
Yes.
Ted has been a tremendous amount of fun over the years here.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, who has been your favorite guest, Sean?
Oh, wow. Locally or nationally?
I know who your favorite. You like when Terry, and I listen, Terry's not the real Santa Claus, but Terry, at one point, was filling in for Santa because Santa was busy, and Terry was doing the Santa call-in show. And you would listen to the show, and a kid would call in, and Terry would go, ho, 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 what do you want? And that's how it went. And you'd listen to that, and you'd say, wow, our Santa is not really that friendly. Ho, 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 what do you want? And that's what you remember that, don't you?
I do remember that.
We tried to pep talk him and say, you can't say that.
He doesn't care.
It's not what do you want. Then there was the Christmas party that he showed up. Addressed, he was our Santa, and this was a horrifying moment.
We had kids there.
Oh, this was a horrifying moment in time, because you know we always had the pizza at the Christmas parties.
Right.
Nate, I don't remember if you were with us by this point or not, but we were out doing the show, and we were all in the main room there in what used to be the Toggery, and what happened was the Leszczynski family, who we've had at many, many events over the years.
Play,
Sean's about to knock us off the air here.
I guess they work.
The Leszczynski family, who we've had for many, many years, did perform at our anniversary parties and our Christmas parties, and they always did a great job. So the Leszczynskis were little kids at that point, and it's Christmas time. So we had Santa out in the studio, and we were talking to Santa, and he was not enthused that night to be there. You know, we would say, hey, Santa, how are you doing tonight? Fine. How's Rudolph doing? Good. And that's what you would get. And it was awful for like 2 hours. And finally, Santa had had enough. He got up, and he went to the back. And I went back there, and Santa had taken off his beard and his hat and laid them on the desk.
And eaten,
having dinner back there while the show's still going on. It was during the break.
All the stuff down his...
Well, of course it was all down his front. We knew exactly what was going on there. And then, here came one of the Leszczynski boys had to use the restroom, And he comes back there and sees Santa Claus all unmasked with pizza down the front of him and, you know, and big black glasses. And that kid was horrified. We ruined Christmas for that family forever here at this station. That's what I refer to as the year Christmas died. That was what happened. That was the year Christmas died.
I don't think they came back since.
No, they came when we were in the bottom of the Belltone building. But that was a horrible experience. Yeah. And I'm trying to remember the people. Yeah. Paul and Glenna Savage, who did a show here forever until Paul passed away.
Right.
I'll never forget that. We all got together for Paul's last show on a Sunday night.
I remember that. Yes,
he had Lou Gehrig's disease. And he had been off the air. What was the show called? What was their show called?
Oh, it's called
Heaven Express. Yeah. And Paul and Glenna did this show on every Sunday evening, and they were wonderful. Paul did Charlie's theme song. He did a bunch of other things for the station. So Paul got diagnosed, very unfortunately, with Lou Gehrig's disease. And they were off the air for about 2 months, and Paul said, I want to do one final show for my audience, because I think they've been on about 3 years. And we surprised them. Everybody came in. Marge came in. Charlie came in. Linda came in. Sean came in. Terry came in. I came in. We all came in for Paul's last show. And he had a neck brace on that night and wasn't feeling very well. Right. But he was still with it.
Yes.
And we all said nice things. And it was all wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And the show was all... And we all took a picture together that night. And we knew that was Paul's last show. So that was on Sunday night. And on Tuesday morning, I got a call from Glenna, and I thought, well, what in the world does she want? You know what? Because I figured our relationship had parted at that point. And she said, I just want to let you know Paul passed away yesterday.
Right.
They did the final show on Sunday, and he died on Monday night.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
That gave me the chills. You remember that, Sean?
I remember that.
Close.
I'm sad.
Real close.
Yeah. And you would never have guessed at that party for him that last night that he was that close.
That's true.
Because he went up and down the steps on his own will. Wasn't there a story in the parking lot he said something to you about a bucket?
Yeah, he spit and he says, look at that, I just kicked a bucket.
Oh, he spit. I just realized he went up there and
kicked
spit.
A bucket. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good memory too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went up there and spit.
He spit in the bucket, then he kicked it.
Spit in the bucket, and he kicked it. Well, that's a good story. I'm glad we've got that on the record. I'd never heard it with the spitting involved.
Well, yeah, he was. You know, that disease makes you spit up your.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Listen, I went to his funeral. That's a good story.
Yeah. Oh my.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hope Glenn is not listening out there. That was, I went to the funeral. He had a big turnout at his funeral.
Yeah, I didn't make it to the funeral.
No, but you thought that was enough. You'd seen him spit, and you thought that was plenty, and you really didn't need to. Linda, you went to the funeral, didn't you?
No.
No, somebody else was there with me.
I remember going to their house. What was that about? It was a nice party.
I don't think I ever went to their house.
I got invited to that. They always wanted to caretake me. Oh, they always wanted me to come there and stay.
Oh, they had a nice gathering there. I didn't know if that was after his funeral or what.
I should have. They had a hot tub.
You should have grabbed Martha or Nan and went over and got the hot tub.
That'd
have been a wonderful time.
I think he was still living when they had that big party.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't that Paul's birthday?
It was.
Yeah, I didn't make it to that.
Was it the new house or the old house? Probably the old house. Because they moved over in...
It was a hard time finding it back there behind the college somewhere.
Oh, so it's behind the college. Okay, that's their new house. Okay.
Yeah, but who else have we? Brett Cornelius was on here for a while with Wittenberg's Door. I remember the title to that one, Wittenberg's Door.
He's gone now.
Yeah, he's moved to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Brett was always a good guy, dedicated listener, and dedicated to do his show. We had, of course, Nate Redmond, who's here in the studio. We're going to have memories from him here momentarily. He was back with me a few weeks ago. Nate, show Offbeat News and Trivia. Pastor Craig did Study His Word on Sunday mornings. Of course, Pastor Whitaker is still with us. The pastor spot, he's been with us now, about 4 years. So he's been here quite a while. Trinity Baptist Church has been with us pretty well, I think, since about the second year. Faye Bank sponsored Charlie Evers' show for 6 years, I think, here on this station. And Marge Hazelett did her Talk of the Town show. She was here for a long time. So we've had Heaven Express. We talked about that. My show has been on. We've had a really good group of Marianne Michaels.
We had McCants on, too.
Oh, Ed McCants did his own show for a while. That's right.
In Ohio Health.
Weasel Boy did his own show for a while. So we had that going on. There have been a lot of different shows on the air over the 9-year history. Weasel Boy had Ludacris, the rapper, on his show.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was completely different.
And we did that thing about heroin addicts at the the old YMCA.
Yeah, the March Against Heroin. Yes, we covered
Oh, I remember that. You and Scott both went there that day.
Yes.
Well, they asked me to MC it.
Yes.
And that was okay. I didn't know anything about it, but it was an interesting time. We covered the 2016 Republican convention. That's another story I have with Terry. I was up there with him, and I could never find him. And I would say, where is he? And he was always down in the CNN commissary eating. And I went in there, and I said, Terry, I said, you're not with CNN. You can't eat this food. This is for, because there would be Wolf Blitzer in there, and people with CNN badges,
right.
And, you know, Anderson Cooper, and they were all there. It was a big 2016 convention up in Cleveland. And I said, Terry, you hear a big plate of food in there, and, of course, big plate of food down his front. And I said, Terry, you can't be in here eating. This is CNN only. And he said, well, nobody stopped me when I came in the door. I said, that isn't the qualification for eating here. And he'd say, well, go grab some food. So, you know, so I'd go get a plate, and we would sit, and we would eat there in the CNN.
Right, right.
And you would think those CNN people would know that we were not, they had some good food. Leave it to Terry to find the food. No, but the moment I remember is we're standing there, and this lady comes up. We had a great position. We were right inside I think it was in the queue. We were right inside the queue. We were on the second floor, and the convention was going on. Donald Trump spoke, and Chris Christie, and the whole bit. It was the Republican convention of 2016. And Terry and I were up there doing the show, and this lady comes by. Everybody was there. I mean, every news station. We saw Ted Koppel. We saw Dan Rather. Everybody was there every day covering it. So we're up there one day, and this lady comes by, and I say, oh, so nice to meet you. And the woman said, this is the best setup in the world you guys have. What a great spot you have. And she went, and Terry said, hello. You know, one of those, like he normally does. His friendly,
you know,
his friendly greeting that he normally gives everybody. And I'm thinking, what are you doing? So the woman goes on with her two people, and I said, Terry, I said, do you know who that was? And he says, no, who was it? It was Katie Couric. Katie Couric. He didn't know who it was. But he was bitter. Do you remember the late Phyllis Schlafly? She was a Republican. Yeah, she was a big Republican deal. And I had had her on via telephone many, many times. Well, it was her last hurrah. She ended up dying just a couple months later. But she went to Cleveland to show her support for Donald Trump at this convention, and I wanted to have her on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her son was pushing her around in a wheelchair. There are pictures of this somewhere. So, her son gets her up to the second floor. I mean, it was packed in that place. Gets her over, and I start doing the interview. And it's very loud up there, so I can barely hear Phyllis at that point, because Phyllis is 90 and she's in a wheelchair, but she's very well-dressed. And I can hear in the background where Phyllis's son is just chewing on Terry. Why did you make mother come up here? Why did you force mother? Yeah. And then when it was over, I had heard this and I felt terrible. So I said, oh, sir, I'm sorry. And he said, oh, don't worry about it.
But boy,
he had spent about 20 minutes chewing on Terry about why did you have mother come up here? But I think Phyllis wanted to come up there.
Right.
So he was angry about that, but I overlooked it. I figure if people
chewing you out, I guess.
No, as long as they're not chewing me out, I don't care what goes on.
Right.
You can't get in the way of that.
I didn't go. Oh, yeah.
Right. No. We covered the World Series though that year. The Cubs and the Indians. They were the Indians at that time. The Cubs won in 7 games at 1:00 in the morning. That was great. We covered that. Went to Pittsburgh. Yes. Pastor Craig.
Did you say Phyllis Schlafly was in her 90s?
I believe she was at that point.
Did she kiss
Sean on the lips?
Yes.
If he was there, I'm sure there would have been a lip lock. He and Phyllis Schlafly. He waits until they're in their ninth decade, then he makes his move.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's true. You did. You probably had it. You used to Hey, that's something. This station used to have the Phyllis Schlafly report on every day, and you loaded that in every day. Didn't
I did.
You? With dreams that Phyllis would show up in the studio, and you and Phyllis could get together.
Oh no, she used to drive me nuts.
But, What did a typical Phyllis Schlafly report sound? We played it every hour. She sent us a new... That actually happened at the Republican convention. She goes, are you guys a political station? I said, no, we're just really a talk station. She said, would you like to air my report? And I said, well, we don't want to pay for it. And she said, no, we'll just send it to you. And then they just started showing up every week.
Okay.
So we got a new Phyllis Schlafly report every day. And what did they sound like?
Oh, my God. She just went rattle on.
Well, her voice wasn't what it used to be there in her ninth decade.
She just used to talk about, you know, different stuff about, you know.
Family value stuff.
Yeah. She came on her like that. And you get like 2 minutes of that
it's
every
like
day.
It's like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, poor Phyllis.
Yeah.
And then one day Phyllis went on to her reward, and we didn't have the Phyllis Schlafly report anymore.
Yeah.
But that was a moment that I will always remember. Going to Pittsburgh.
Matter of fact, if I remember right, you always forced me to do that.
Yeah, I get your fingers back.
You're like, you need to do this.
Well, somebody had to do it. Somebody had to get Phyllis Schlafly's report in. Now, your biggest mistake, since let's bring this up, was Pittsburgh. Remember Pittsburgh?
Here we go again.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go again.
Now, here's what happened. There's a once-in-a-lifetime...
You were here that day. It was me, you, and Charlie, and...
Marge.
And Marge.
Marge. Now, here's what happened. Now, tell me if you understand the problem with this. And we're going to bring Nate in on this later on because he's a broadcasting guy. He'll understand the mistake that was made here. Okay, here's what happened. So, Terry and Adam. I believe Adam was on that trip. Terry and Adam and I all went to Pittsburgh to cover the unveiling of the Mr. Rogers stamp at WQED, the first public television station in America. We were right there. The Postmaster General was there. Mr. McFeely was there. People from the show were there. Mrs. Rogers was there. Everybody from WQED was there. Franco Harris was there. I mean, we were packed in. So we're reporting this back to Marion, Ohio. And I tell Sean, I call him at 10:15, and I say, now listen, at 12:15, I'm going to do 45 minutes because that's when we're going to unveil the stamp here at the WQED. So he's back at the studio, and I'm in Pittsburgh. And I say, okay, now I'm going to come to you at 12:15 after the 12:15 break. So I'm watching my watch there at WQED from Pittsburgh, and I come on at 12:15. And listen, I covered the stamp unveiling. I had Mr. McFeely on. I had Joe Negri on. I had the Postmaster General on the show that day. It was the best show. It was just a golden show. And I called back to the studio when the show was over, and you'd tell everybody what had happened.
Well, we couldn't understand what you were saying.
The show was never on. No.
Linda, did we not try?
No, the show never aired.
We tried to get him on, didn't we?
I think so. Yeah.
Charlie, if Charlie was here today, he would tell you that we tried to connect with you, but we couldn't hear you.
Yeah, but see, here's what somebody might have done. When you couldn't, you might have called somebody and said, hey,
and
Adam just went on and did a program over top of us.
We had to. I made a decision, and I
understand that.
And I was like, you know what?
I understand
Executive
that.
Executive decision made. And that's what I talk about.
So you just thought that whole Pittsburgh trip should just be left behind.
Buried yet, huh?
That was a tremendous broadcasting moment.
Well, I mean, I couldn't get a hold of Adam because I tried, didn't I? We took a break, didn't we? I took a break. I tried to call Adam. I tried to call Terry. And you don't have a cell phone because you're old school,
right?
And
I couldn't have answered anything anyway.
I know.
Probably like sending a text message.
Yeah, I did. I sent text messages to Terry, and he said, after I connected with Scott finally, that he said they were all over the place. Terry, you said Adam
Well, not
was,
during the show. What happened during the show was, I think you tried to pot us up when we weren't on yet, and that's why you couldn't understand us.
Well, I did it at 12:30, like you told me to.
No, 12:15. See, this was the initial problem, I think, of what was going on.
I don't know what time it is. It's 9 years ago, whatever.
Right.
But I'm just saying, it was like a certain time. You said to pot you up, so I did. And there was nothing, didn't I? Linda had my back here.
I don't think Linda was there. I think we could pull the... I don't think Linda was there that day. Because it was Marge and Nan and Charlie.
No, I think Linda was
so there. So you don't have any witnesses.
I know. I need Charlie.
I don't remember.
No, I don't think Linda was there. No, that would have been a Friday. I don't think Linda was there.
I don't know.
No.
I'm pretty sure she was.
I think it was Marge
we'll
and Nan.
We'll have to pull the tape.
Marge and Nan and Charlie. So you've got no witnesses to call in that particular.
I'm pretty sure.
I've been on so many different days.
I think Linda was there.
But you don't remember that horrible event, do you, Linda?
I don't know.
No, it was horrible. But you know what? That's what happens. You know, some things don't always work out.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we have that fixed now. It doesn't happen like that anymore.
No, that was just one of those things.
But that was just one of those glitches.
One of those glitches that happened, yeah. Certainly. Now, Linda, what are your memories over the years of doing things that we've done, like the Christmas party and things like this, the anniversary party?
Well, I remember having the mayor on a lot.
The mayor, every year that he's won, he has come in on election night and given us the first interview as soon as he wins.
Right, and he used to come on. He used to come on my show, too. You used to have him like once every other month. And
of course, Mary Ellen Withrow has been on with us
absolutely.
On election night
many times. How's she doing tonight, this evening? Have you spoken
She's
with
doing
her?
Good. She had a meeting, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's doing good.
I hear she's still getting around and doing interviews and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, she was on a couple weeks ago.
That's great. Good to hear that.
Has her own museum here. So she's been a regular over the time we've been on. And now, who have been the regulars on your show?
Lately?
Yeah.
Willie Harris has been.
Oh, you can't forget your End of the World Man.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't heard from him in about
9 years. We're still here.
I know.
Somebody should bring that up to him.
I know.
What about Shelly?
The world's been ending for years.
Shelly hasn't been on in a long time. She's come on and sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she hasn't been on in a long time. I don't go to that church any longer, nor does she. So.
Oh, really?
Last time I saw her, we were both getting, we were going to like the chiropractor or whatever it was, you know.
Yeah.
That's the last time I saw her, about a couple of years ago, though.
Really?
Her husband, but, yeah. I think I've had some great people on my show.
I was going to tell you, my neighbor across the street knows you, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she used to be on my show, too. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, small world.
That's an interesting point to bring up during the program here.
I know.
That was fascinating.
I just thought about that.
I think you and Terry have merged tonight or something has happened. That's like a free association that Terry does with the hell of a show.
I know. I just didn't want to forget about it.
Okay. Yes. Now, what do you remember, aside from the bad things?
Like about what?
The good...
the good stuff or bad stuff?
Yeah, the good stuff.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. I mean, I say probably... You know, when Charlie was around.
You used to have good outings with the manager at the mall.
Had some bad ones and good ones with her.
Hey, what about the postal lady? We could never get our mail in the beginning. You had some good outings with her.
Yeah. She was...
If you had just kissed her right on the lips, we probably would have been okay.
She was an evil woman, let me tell you.
She was an evil woman.
Yeah, she did not want to deliver our mail when our door was locked and closed because we didn't have a mailbox.
Right.
Which all, you know, it didn't get me because all the other stores, she used to throw underneath the door.
Now, we do want to remember to thank Donato's for supporting this program tonight, their rewards program over on Mount Vernon Avenue. We've got Nate and Pastor Craig here. Bob Welsh is here. We're going to bring them in hour number two. We got a whole another hour to go. And, of course, Linda and Sean will stick around here. And we're going to remember good memories and not bad stuff that has happened over the years. Because we want to get to the good stuff, the really good stuff, right?
Correct.
Fairs. We covered the fairs. We did.
I'm going to add to the Donato's thing. The rewards. Remember, if you get enough, I think it's 500 points, you get a free personal pizza. So
500 points.
Yeah, it's easy to get.
Oh, okay.
You rack them up pretty easy,
and you get your free pizza there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now the Christmas parties. I want to touch on this in our final 5 minutes in hour number one. What are your every year at the Christmas party? We all get together. We sing carols. I don't remember why that started, but that's become a tradition now. We also do the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. We do Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. We now do the Wassailing song, which I think we've become very good at over the years.
Linda does a good job of those.
Yeah, well, you've had a great time at Christmas.
She's always the leader. You're always like
the fruitcake toss. How could we forget the fruitcake toss? Glenn Coble being drunk.
We had the last winner right here. Yes.
Yeah.
He's the former champion.
Ed Pickett, yes. Yeah.
But Glenn was not drunk at that one, was he? That was the first one.
Was he there? Yeah, I think so.
No, Glenn showed up late. He went to the wrong place.
I couldn't do it because I had a broken shoulder or whatever I had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was drunk at the first one.
Yeah.
Somebody handed Glenn Coble. We forgot about Glenn Coble. Mike Wilson did a show here for a while. We should mention that.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike. But Glenn, for whatever reason, the first year we did the fruitcake toss here, decided that he was going to drink an alcoholic beverage that some stranger gave him on the street.
Right.
So Glenn was pie-eyed at the fruitcake toss the first year that we did it here at the station. And I will never forget that. That was a fun event because Adam about killed somebody on Pearl Street that night because he threw his fruitcake backwards for some reason.
Yes, crazy.
But he did improve last year.
He did.
And then Bob got in on the trophies. Yeah. Bob, he got the most improved award, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did, which didn't take much because if he'd have just thrown it 2 feet forward, he would have got the most improved award for the fruitcake toss. Yeah. So it's a fascinating thing. Those are our annual events, the fruitcake toss, the Christmas party, the anniversary party, election coverage. Boy, Alinda, you've been down there at the Board of Elections how many times?
Too many.
And how fun is that? Well, and every time the machines are stuck. It's going to be 6 hours.
I had more fun when Steve was down there. But
Steve Chaffin.
Yeah, after he left there, it was kind of like boring. And they didn't want to give me the reports like he was giving them to me, right? So they made me wait. They'd give me one at 8, like, and then they'd make me wait till like 11 till the final count would come in.
Yeah,
I would be on the phone. Who's winning now? What position are they in? What's the percent? I can't get it.
We need results. Yeah. We have to get results.
What are the people doing over there?
That place is messed up down there. Let me ask you, Leonard, what is going on in that place down there? It's all jacked up down there, ain't it?
They have new people.
Is that what it is?
Them left. Yeah.
But we've done every election night, every primary, every election night since the beginning. I believe we did 5 League of Women Voters debates. We were on the air during the pandemic when nobody else was on the air. You know, a lot of stuff went down here over the years. Election nights till 2 in the morning when Biden was elected, when Trump was elected. It's been an interesting experience.
It sure has.
I don't know any station that has done the things, went to the places, had the people on, the mixture that we have in the 9 years that we've been on.
They called Trump president like 9 o'clock that night, remember? It was short because I was at the Harding Hotel.
Right. And the Democrats had all left.
Right.
Yeah, they had camped up. It wasn't a good night for the Democrats that night.
No.
I don't think they've had many good nights since then here in Marion.
Yeah, it's been Republican here lately.
Well, we've been through a lot of elections, and didn't you have on in the beginning, what was the kid, Tanner Hale, who was running, the young 19-year-old kid who was running for the 3rd Ward against the oldest person running, Mike Thomas, at that point, and they came very close in that election, just like 2 or 3 votes?
Who's Mike Thomas?
I think he was the 3rd Ward councilman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I had him on my show, too.
So there was some fascinating stuff that has went on here over the years. And Mr. McFeely's 3 visits here as he did the sweater drive. And the people from Sears was still in business at that point. They brought down all kinds of sweaters we were able to give to the homeless shelter. So that was a lot of fun. Thunderbolt Patterson has come here.
Yeah, we do wrestling, too.
Oh, yeah. Nikolai Volkoff had been in the studio with us and a whole bunch of other people over the years. It's been a fascinating, fascinating run. And remember in the beginning when Terry used to get gassy in the studio?
And
we'd have to clear it out? Yeah. And we'd have to air it out because he would have problems with that. Did he ever get that fixed?
I don't know if he has or not.
I know at one point people said it smelled like raw sewage. It smelled like raw sewage. And on that note, we got a whole nother hour. We got Nate and Pastor Craig and Bob here. We're going to bring them in, and Linda's going to stick around. We got a whole nother hour here on WGH Talk. Sean Kraft with you, us here. We're coming back 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Program supported by Donato's. Check out their rewards program. We're back in 15.
Piece of baloney. The following morning when they awoke, 7:15, one of them said, I had a dream. I died and went to heaven. St. Peter met me at the gate, riding on a pony.